listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something unusual in the Old Testament from 2 Kings chapter 20. This is a bit longer than the portions I usually read on these daily devotionals, so hang on while I read you 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. We read this. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day?" Then Isaiah said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, "It is an easy thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. No, but let the shadow go backward 10 degrees. So Isaiah the prophet cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. 2 Kings chapter 20 begins with Hezekiah, the king of Judah, as sick with a serious illness. Then Isaiah the prophet brought him a startling announcement. God told King Hezekiah that he would soon die and that he needed to set his house in order. So Hezekiah prayed, begging God to spare his life. God answered Hezekiah's prayer, and he told him that he would have 15 more years to live. Yet, for some reason, the king wanted more than a word from the prophet. He asked for a miraculous sign, and he asked, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal me?" God showed even more mercy to Hezekiah. God was under no obligation to give this sign. In fact, God would have been justified in saying, "Hey, I said it, and you need to believe it. How dare you not take my word as true?" But in real mercy and love, God gave Hezekiah more than he needed or more than he deserved. By the way, God shows the same mercy to us. It should be enough for God to simply say to us, "I love you." But God did so much more to demonstrate his love to us. Curiously, God promised to do something completely miraculous for the confirming sign. He promised to make the shadow on the sundial move backward instead of forward. Now, this sign fit perfectly for Hezekiah. By having the shadow of the sundial move backward, it gave more time in a day, just as God gave Hezekiah more time. Now, we don't know how God did this miracle, but he did. Just like a clockmaker can turn back the hands of the clock that he makes, so God turned back time, or the appearance of time, for Hezekiah. He had 15 more years. And no matter how the miracle happened, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 25, tells us that Hezekiah did not respond rightly to this gift of healing. This is what we read. "But Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem." Let me apply it here. Has God given you more time? Now, don't be proud if he has. Be humble and honor God. God has shown us so much favor in Jesus Christ. May we always respond to God's gifts with humility and never with a heart lifted up in pride.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.